Now let's begin the 12th nakshatra of Uttara Falguni. The first pada starts from Leo and then we start the sign of Virgo in the next three padas. So what's the energy of Uttara Falguni? All about partnerships, marriage, conscience, enduring relationships. These people are big endurers. Let's see the generics of this nakshatra first. These people enforce personal corrections in life. Whatever planet sits here will enforce some correction. If Saturn sits here, it'll enforce a correction in your work. If it is Mars, in your drive, in your logic. So it'll enforce certain corrections in a way that you will feel blessed. If there are good planets, it'll bring it in a good fashion, like Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and so on. If it's bad ones, like Rahu, Ketu, Saturn, Mars, it might result in fights, disorder and resistant to corrective action. These are rebellious planets, Rahu, Ketu and Saturn. So these people as a result can end up becoming good crisis managers. If a planet is placed here, the native is not afraid to take charge of situations that can go bad over a period of time. Kind of a good leadership quality if you ask me in this modern day and age. Lots of crisis managers needed. These people can be ice-cold personalities who do not panic or run around at the time of crisis. They are not one who take the flight mode in fight or flight. They will fight. They will lead from the front as a natural leader. Especially the first pada is a leader quality. Now let us have a deep dive into the padas. I'll give a brief intro and then the details will follow later. If you're new to my channel, and if you're finding something in this nakshatra pada in your natal and navamsha chart, do leave a comment of what you found and how it is working in your life. Let's take the first pada, Leo natal going into Sagittarius navamsha. Excuse me. So anything going to Sagittarius, consider law, legal. Despite having all the knowledge which is Sagittarius, these people pursue unworthy goals and get distracted. Seventh from Leo is Aquarius. Wealth, lustful distractions. They should try and help others by giving good advice as they have the knowledge. Leo fifth from Sagittarius, by which they can help other people tremendously rather than the seventh house distractions. The distractions of trying to have a spouse or a lover. Okay? Many times this prevents you from doing good in the society, isn't it? You've just been distracted a lot. Second pada starts Virgo. Virgo to Capricorn. This is also a 9-5 relationship. So there is some aspect of knowledge. Capricorn means some aspect of work. Virgo, some aspect of details, perhaps. Virgo is details. Let's see. Pada 2. These people may be able to see the most minute details and mistakes. There you go, Virgo in their profession, Capricorn, and will have to help other people who are troubled by severe issues in life. Severe issues as in it might be related to debt, taking loans, getting into debts of all kinds. Okay, those kinds of issues they might be forced to deal with. Yet they will not do it in spite of their ability to do so. This shows the native will have to solve the issues of others when they will be in trouble. Conscious actions. Virgo and Capricorn are conscious actions. Next, let's see the third pada. Virgo now going into Aquarius. So it's a 6-8 relationship. Virgo is 8th from Aquarius. Aquarius is 6th from Virgo. So, hard worker, these people can be very hard working, focused on fulfilling desires. Aquarius wants to fulfill all desires, ruled by Rahu in the Navamsha. They can end up becoming workaholic, Virgo, sacrificing sleep in pursuits of goals, blind to what is happening around them. See? Why blind? Because we are talking Aquarius. Aquarius is a blind sign, ruled by Rahu. Do not take responsibilities which are equally important, such as taking care of their partner, helping the needy, feeding animals. Selfless work of Virgo is all nature implications. It's a sign ruled by Gemini, which is also stands for the natural world, the flora and the fauna, for example. Ignoring fifth from Virgo, ignoring the kids and the spouse. This can also happen in this pada. The last pada is Virgo going into Pisces. This is a 7-7 relationship. Okay. Virgo going into Pisces, 6 going into 12. What happens here? In pada 4 of Uttara Falguni, they lack focus at work. Virgo to Pisces. Every little thing starts distracting them. They might feel lost, Pisces. Engaging in work which is completely unrelated to their main profession. Money spent on wasteful escapades, losses, Pisces. Wine, women, sexual adventures, Pisces 7th from Virgo, due to which they will face financial issues. Virgo is debts, right? Financial losses, the 6th house, Pisces as the losses later in life. What would help? Living a life of charity for other people. Not helping people will not make you good in this particular pada. You have to help when you have the capacity, rather than get distracted by unnecessary pleasures. You will see going forward, as we explore all these padas of different nakshatras, this seems to be a common underlying theme. The dharma factor of doing good to others. Yes, you will keep seeing that. Leave your comment if you're finding something here. Now, let us deep dive and explore the planetary positioning and other aspects of this nakshatra padas. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Service, Discipline, and Relationship Accountability. Introduction. Uttara Falguni, the duty of partnership and the discipline of Dharma. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra spans from 2640 Leo to 1000 Virgo, bridging the passionate self-expression of Leo and the grounded service orientation of Virgo. Ruled by the sun and associated with the Aryaman, a deity of contracts, friendship, and responsibility, this nakshatra represents the maturing of love into commitment, indulgence into accountability, and royalty into duty. Where Purva Falguni celebrates pleasure and connection, Uttara Falguni honors maintenance and responsibility. It asks, can you carry what you love through discipline? Can you protect what you've begun, even when distractions come calling? Each of the four padas refines this balance between relationship and responsibility through different navamshas, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, revealing distinct karmic patterns of attention, service, and neglect. Let's decode each pada's blueprint before diving into planetary examples. Uttara Falguni Pada 1, Leo 2640 to 30, Navamsha sign, Sagittarius, Dharmapada, elemental shift, fire to fire, motivation. Dharma, to teach, guide, and serve through insight, but often diverted by ego. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly noble, expressive, and self-possessed, Leo Rashi, inwardly idealistic, philosophical, yet distracted, Sagittarius Navamsha. This pada has access to higher wisdom and ethical awareness, yet often strays into indulgent or unworthy pursuits, wealth, relationships, or lustful distractions. The 7th house from Leo, Aquarius, tempts with glamour, but the soul's purpose lies in uplifting others through noble speech and righteous action. Karmic theme, wisdom wasted on indulgence, neglect of dharmic service. Growth path, use insight to advise and elevate others. Avoid emotional or sexual distraction as escape. Uttara Falguni Pada 2, Virgo 0 degree to 3D 20, Navamsha sign, Capricorn, Artha Pada, elemental shift, earth to earth. Motivation, Artha, to perfect service and structure for others' well-being. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally helpful, detailed, responsible, Virgo Rashi, internally ambitious, focused, and capable, Capricorn Navamsha. This pada is extremely capable of spotting problems, improving systems, and helping those in crisis, but it often withholds help, either out of fatigue, judgment, or detachment. The lesson here is that ability without action is karmically binding. When the call comes, they must step up. Karmic theme, excellence withheld becomes karmic debt. Growth path, serve consciously, not selectively. Take full responsibility for the help you're built to give. Uttara Falguni Pada 3, Virgo 3D20 to 6D40, Navamsha sign, Aquarius, elemental shift, earth to air, motivation, comma, to fulfill goals and ideals, often at the cost of personal relationships. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly precise, health conscious, dutiful, Virgo Rashi. Internally futuristic, goal obsessed, emotionally detached, Aquarius Navamsha. This is the workaholic Pada. These individuals pour themselves into ambitions, sacrificing sleep, time, and even connection. Yet they neglect their family, 5th from Virgo, and partners, 7th from Virgo, even as they provide for the world. Their karma involves learning the difference between work as escape and work as contribution. Karmic theme, selflessness for society, but emotional starvation at home. Care for what is close, children, spouse, daily needs, not just the collective or the goal. Uttara Falguni Pada 4, Virgo 6040, 10, Navamsha sign, Pisces, Moksha Pada. Elemental shift, earth to water. Motivation, moksha, to dissolve through service but risks escapism and emotional chaos. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally helpful, analytical and pragmatic, Virgo Rashi. Internally distracted, escapist, indulgent, Pisces Navamsha. This Pada may begin with good intentions but loses focus easily. Emotional wounds, sexual adventures, or addictive distractions consume time, money, and clarity. Responsibility to family, finances, or service falls apart. Even when capable of helping others, they may neglect it, choosing fantasy over presence. Karmic theme. Escapism undercuts service. Potential wasted on pleasure. Growth path. Anchor yourself in mindful presence. Avoid spiritual bypassing or emotional avoidance. Uttara Falguni Pada summary. Four dimensions of discipline and distraction. Sikhs, meaning through dharma, truth, and influence. Trap, temptation, self-righteous distraction. Growth, channel wisdom into healing guidance, not personal indulgence. Pada 2, Capricorn, Sikhs, precision, problem-solving, and order trap, withholding help or detaching from service. Growth, fulfill your ability to fix, do not delay conscious action. Pada 3, Sikhs, goals, causes, future-oriented impact. Trap, work obsession, emotional detachment. Growth, nurture your immediate relationships with the same care you give the world. Pada 4, Sikhs, freedom through feeling, flow, and release. Escapism, indulgence, lost focus. Serve with presence, give fully, even when it's inconvenient. Closing thought. Uttara Falguni's promise lies in showing up for what you've chosen. This nakshatra is where contracts are signed, not just with others, but with life itself. You are entrusted with a role, a gift, a relationship, or a task. Will you honor it with diligence or lose it in distraction? The planets here don't just show what you can do. They reveal whether you will follow through when it truly matters. Next in the series, Hasta Nakshatra, where the hands shape reality and karma becomes conscious craftsmanship. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra Pada with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Uttara Falguni Pada 1, Sagittarius Navamsha, Leo 26 degrees 40 D, outer self, Rashigal, confident, expressive, Leo, inner self, idealistic, spiritual, impulsive, Sagittarius, motivation, dharma, to use one's power and wisdom to help others. Examples, Sun in Pada 1, radiates charisma and leadership with a belief-driven inner compass. However, may become distracted by ideological pride or misplaced righteousness. Result? Could be a teacher, preacher, or charismatic guide. Karma unfolds when wisdom is hoarded or misused for ego gains instead of shared as service. Jupiter in Pada 1, strong inner moral compass and potential for spiritual leadership, but may be tempted by indulgent relationships or idealism without action. Result? Capable of guiding others, but karmic stagnation arises if one ignores personal practice or becomes dogmatic. Venus in Pada 1. Outward charm and beauty attract admiration, yet inner distractions of lust or fame-seeking create karmic misalignment. Result, gain success easily, but spiritual or emotional growth requires letting go of vanity and focusing on selfless guidance. Uttara Falguni, Pada 2, Capricorn Navamsha, Virgo 0 degrees 0 to 3 degrees 20, outer self, grounded, skillful, service-oriented, Virgo. Inner self, reserved, hardworking, precise, Capricorn. Motivation, artha, to serve and solve through structure and practicality. Examples, Mercury in Pada 2, highly analytical, detail-oriented, and eloquent. Inner Mind is structured and outcome-focused. Result, a gifted strategist or healer, but karma builds if intellect is used for critique rather than aid. Growth comes from applying skills where they're needed, not just where they're appreciated. Saturn in Pada 2 takes responsibility seriously. Internally rigid and goal-focused, may avoid helping others if it threatens efficiency. Result, can be a powerful builder or reformer. Karma lies in withholding help due to perfectionism or emotional aloofness. Moon in Pada 2, nurturing on the outside, but emotionally guarded. Sees others' pain, but may not intervene. Result, excellent in caregiving roles if emotionally present. Avoids karma by taking timely action when others are in need. Udra Falguni Pada 3, Aquarius Navamsha, Virgo 320, 6040, outer self, helpful, observant, Virgo, inner self, visionary, mentally scattered, humanitarian. Motivation, comma, to fulfill goals through intellect and broader causes. Examples, Mars in Pada 3, intense drive toward professional goals, may sacrifice home life and personal responsibilities in pursuit of status. Result, effective achiever, but karma builds when work overrides relationships. Growth requires balancing personal sacrifice with emotional availability. Mercury in Pada 3, brilliant at systems thinking and social networks. Inner mind often skips emotional nuances. Result, strong tech or communication professional, but must remember that words can neglect emotional weight. Karmic correction involves reconnecting emotionally. Rahu in Pada 3, obsessive about recognition and worldly success, may befriend others for personal gain. Result, can become influential, but downfall follows if relationships are transactional. Must give freely without expecting returns. Uttara Falguni, Pada 4, Pisces Navamsha, Virgo 6 degree 40 to 10 degree gain. Outer self, practical, methodical, healing. Inner self, dreamy, distracted, emotionally overwhelmed, Pisces. Motivation, moksha, to dissolve self through empathy, but at risk of escapism. Examples, Moon in Pada 4, outwardly dutiful and caregiving, but internally sensitive and easily distracted by emotional tides. Result, can excel in therapeutic fields, but must manage escapism through relationships, fantasy, or indulgence. Karma heals through presence and structure. Ketu in Pada 4, detached and mystical within, often appears helpful but lacks emotional follow-through. Result, possesses deep insight and healing potential, but must overcome apathy and commit to real-world service. Venus in Pada 4, romantic, imaginative, and emotionally indulgent. Outwardly charming, inwardly consumed by fantasy. Result, may waste money and energy on escapism. Karma lies in anchoring desire to meaningful service and avoiding emotional fragmentation. Uttara Falguni Pada Summary, four portals of partnership and purpose. Pada 1, Sagittarius, seeks meaning through wisdom and righteous purpose. Trap, distraction by sensuality or moral superiority. Growth, share insight through service, not indulgence. Pada 2, Capricorn, seeks material contribution and responsible aid. Trap, avoidance of service despite ability. Growth, take timely action. Refined skill must meet compassionate purpose. Pada 3, seeks fulfillment through progress, reform, and ambition. Trap, ignoring loved ones, over-prioritizing mission. Growth, balance personal and professional duty with heart. Pada 4, Pisces, seeks emotional release and transcendence through service. Trap, escapism, distraction, emotional neglect. Growth, anchor presence. Service must include consistency, not just inspiration. Conclusion, planet plus Pada equals the karma of sustained devotion. Uttara Falguni is not just about what you start, it's about what you sustain. Each planetary placement reveals whether you're devoted to your relationships, your duty, and your integrity, or if you abandon what matters under pressure. This is the nakshatra where help becomes healing or a hollow performance. Show up, serve well, and grow through the promise you've made to yourself and to others.